Yeah, hello. Welcome to the catch-up. I'm sorry.
Why do you sound so disappointed?
Yesterday, I was super chuffed that we were going to have this new music, this new, like, super packaged-up introduction to the show, and apparently we didn't cross notes, and I used the wrong wording, so now I've got to get another one, mate.
Now it turns out you're just crap at your job, so...
Yeah, I was like, hey, listen to this, and you're like, it says the wrong words. Well, mate, check the thing before I send it.
Run it by me.
I did. You said, yeah, bud, sounds good.
We're trying to tell people what's happening in the catch-up today. You can't just derail it
with
your anger.
Well, what's happening? This is the Tim and Jess version of the lib spill. I don't trust your leadership anymore because you should have told me what to do better.
When? Have you ever called me the leader?
You are not the leader. That's a good point. But we do talk a lot about what's going on in Canberra at the moment. You're probably listening right now. We could have a new prime minister when you're listening to this. Currently, it's Turnbull. Mm.
If you're three weeks behind, what have you been doing?
Yeah, how dare you?
Get up with Tim and Jess.
But that we touch on that a fair bit in the show, but also it was our first week of giving away $500. People just had to shop.
Yes.
That's all they did.
Someone right here in central Queensland walked away with $500 cash this morning.
And you know what I'm excited for? Mm. Father's Day.
Of course.
I get the same thing for my dad every single year. 10 different beers.
What do your three estranged kids get you every year?
Little Sammy, Sam, Samuel,
Toby,
and
Ryan.
Samantha. Sam, Sammy, and Sammy.
No, they're all boys.
They're all boys. Sorry.
Don't be lying to the people.
Samantha's a multi-name. They get me nothing because they don't exist.
Sure.
Anyway, here's the show.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Happy R&B Friday. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. 6:02, and what a 24 hours it has been all around this country.
Yeah, we are still waiting to find out who our new Prime Minister will be because it's looking likely we're going to have a new one by the end of today.
There's almost too much to get through just on this topic alone. We are going to be touching on it a lot across the show because obviously so much is going on. But essentially what's happening at midday today is a Liberal Party meeting will be held, and most likely by this afternoon, Australia will have a new Prime Minister, whether that be Peter Dutton, Julie Bishop's entered the ring,
right,
or the Treasurer, soon to be former Treasurer, Mr. Scott Morrison.
So is it not looking likely that Malcolm Turnbull is going to retain his spot?
So essentially Malcolm Turnbull asked for a letter saying, or asked for the signatures of the people that don't support him anymore.
Right.
If he gets that letter, he will not contest for the seat because essentially there's no point in him doing so.
So brutal.
So he thinks that Scott Morrison, who's on his side, has a better chance of becoming Prime Minister than Peter Dutton or Julie Bishop. And it sits very uneasy with a lot of Australians. I have been watching television more in the last 24 hours than I have in the last 3 weeks.
It's very exciting. I was saying to you just yesterday, you know, this is when Australian politics is really exciting.
It's pretty boring every other day of the week.
Pretty much all the time.
Well, do you know what the actual sad thing is? I reckon maybe 80% of the population of Australia had no idea who Peter Dutton was before Tuesday.
I'll put my hand up. I had no idea who
he
was.
So we are going to be touching on that as the show goes on. Up next...
We also have bags of cash though, Tim. You can't forget that.
Sorry.
We are doing our first draw for bags of cash,
this
morning at 8 a.m.
$500. Someone will be walking away. All you did was shop. It's as simple as that. Coming up next, just back to the whole Liberal spill at the moment, I want to play some audio of the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale. He said something in Parliament yesterday, and it really sums up exactly what's going on at the moment.
Right.
We'll play that up next. It's Tim and Jess for your R&B Fridays on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Things are going a bit nuts in Canberra at the moment with this Liberal spill that seems to be kicking off at midday today is when the Liberal Party will hold a meeting, most likely having a new Prime Minister.
I got to say, there's a lot of people going, all right, I'm just going to throw my hat in the ring. I'm going to do this now as well.
I sent an email. I'm trying to get a fair crack. You know, you never know. Tim, the Prime Minister.
I'm sitting here looking at all this stuff and knowing, knowing nothing about politics. I'm looking at this Liberal Party going, well, I don't know that I'd vote for any of these people now.
Well, it's an interesting thing, and I think a lot of Australians right now would be sitting there and going, what is actually happening? Mm. And the leader of the Greens, Richard Di Natale, he spoke in Parliament yesterday, and look, I've got the audio. It's like 2 minutes long, but I want to play it in full. And this is not us going, hey, get behind the Greens. This is, I heard a human being speaking about exactly what's going on here in Australia, and this perfectly sums up, if you're a little bit confused, what's going on. This is the leader of the Greens, Richard Di Natale.
And what they're watching is a national embarrassment. It's a disgrace. It's utterly shameful. We haven't had a stable government in this country for a decade now. I've got a 10-year-old boy, and he's seen half a dozen different prime ministers. We have politicians in this joint who are far more concerned about themselves, about their own self-interest, than they are with governing the country. Just think, while the government, while the Liberal Party has been tearing themselves apart, we've got 100% of New South Wales that's in drought right now. That's right. We've got the Great Barrier Reef that's on the brink of collapse. What's the Liberal Party doing? Focusing on vengeance, on payback, focusing on themselves. We've got people who can't afford to pay their medical bills right now. We've got young people who are being priced out of an education. There are 100,000 people in this country who are homeless. There are women who fear going home tonight, because one woman a week is killed at the hands of a violent partner. And what have we got? We've got this spectacle, this disgrace. You should be ashamed of yourselves. We have people across the country who are suffering, and look at what you're doing. You are so focused on yourselves that you have forgotten what the country elected you to do, and that is to govern for them, not for you. Not for you. You don't deserve to govern. You walked away from climate change. You walked away from an energy policy. You ditched your economic plan. And why? Because those dinosaurs inside your party room held the Prime Minister to ransom, and he didn't have the guts to take them on.
Boom.
Wow.
Mic drop.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you mic drop in Parliament?
No, they're attached to your desks. But
powerful,
I know, they're like the political version of hype men in the R&B world. But it raises a great point. For every second that the Liberal Party spends on faffing about and who's going to actually lead the government, New South Wales is in drought.
Yeah.
Queensland is in drought. People are dying. People don't have jobs.
And they can't actually sit in Parliament if they haven't got a leader.
So, look, this is going to be across the whole day. We'll keep you as posted as we can. And the sooner we can get this done, the better.
Yeah, so all you want on your Friday is, you know, a new Prime Minister. And
R&B bangers. R&B Friday, everyone.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
R&B Fridays Live was announced a few weeks ago. It was very exciting. But yesterday, big announcement that Phil Collins is coming to Australia.
Right.
And Joy, just a musical genius.
Got to admit, when you said, oh, Jess, Phil Collins is coming to Australia, I was like, oh, yeah, cool.
He's coming in January, February. Easy Lover. He's an easy lover.
Right, so an old person music.
Not old person music. He's changed music for many people. But I thought Phil Collins is mostly known for this song.
All right. Wasn't this a Cadbury ad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you remember
that's
it?
That's how I know it.
All right. So what I thought would be great to do on radio to celebrate Phil Collins coming to Australia is we'd have a bit of air drumming.
Air drumming.
Air drumming.
On an audio medium.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
I mean, does it matter?
Yep. You got to go. Are you ready? So okay. Remembering you.
Yeah.
And then you.
And just, then just take it away.
Yeah. And then okay. I'll just get a gauge on it. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yes!
Yeah!
Wow. That is some...
Absolutely nailed it.
Keep going.
Still going. Look at it go.
That's impressive.
They usually cross over the drumsticks,
yes.
Don't they?
All right, you've stopped. The music stopped. All right, I'll bring this home.
That got exciting.
Now, you probably heard that air drumming and you think, how can it get any better? Get ready.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh, I know where your drums are. He's got the arm crossover, that's right.
So, air drumming on the radio. You are welcome.
It's a world first.
It's probably a world last. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and currently I mean, the biggest.
Did you just realise that bopping your head left and right meant you left the microphone? Just
yeah.
Like, anyway, guys, so coming over today is going to be a really exciting trending now across Australia and central Queensland. Good on you,
what
buddy.
What can I say? I'm ever the professional. Yes. Look, everyone's eyes are pointing towards Parliament today as the Libs have their meeting at 12 o'clock. But yep. We're talking about that enough in the show that
too
I
much.
Want to talk about something else that's trending right now.
What's big in the world?
Pilot Week on Channel 10. I don't know if you've been catching up with any of the shows.
It's too hard. I've been watching the Libs spill so much on telly, I forgot anything else was on.
Right. So the Pilot Week episodes have all been streaming a different episode of a different TV show every single day this week.
And if it goes successful, I understand that these televisions will get the green light.
Yes. And so we have the chance to vote for which ones we like the most. Surprisingly, Trial by Kyle was on last night. And a lot of people...
With Kyle Sanderlands.
Yeah, it polarised viewers.
Former Gladstone radio superstar in the 90s.
So, one person describing his show, it's essentially, think Judge Judy, but with Kyle Sanderlands as the judge.
You know what? I actually would love that show.
And I'm not convinced that they were real cases. Like, I'm not sure.
Oh, well, Judge Judy's not 100% real. It's like 80% real.
Yeah, but they're real people. They're not actors.
It's like Jerry Springer. That's not real.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That's not real.
I thought it was real.
No.
Anyway.
Mate, you slept with my cousin who's also my horse. I'm coming for you, Stephen.
One person described Trial by Kyle, Kyle Sanderland's new show, as so insanely idiotic it borders on brilliant.
I need to see this. Is this on 10 Play now?
Yes.
I'm going to watch it this afternoon. I'm on a plane. Can I get 10 Play on a plane?
There's been some interesting things coming out of the 10s. New trial week.
Yeah.
But tonight's last one is with Rove McManus. He's bringing back a new talk show. So hopefully it'll be sometimes good,
instead
I guess.
Of
I don't know, somewhat good.
Rove Live, Rove pre-recorded. I wouldn't hate Rove pre-recorded.
I think it's going live.
Oh, wow.
I saw him prepping for it on his Instagram yesterday.
Rove Live again.
I don't know. You can check it all out at hit.com.au as well as everything that's trending right now.
Can't wait for what, though?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Plenty of excellent highlights during The Bachelor Australia last night with the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins. You missed, Tim, because you didn't watch the show.
Because it's garbage.
You missed Kat having just the most awkward kiss ever. Cass being just a real crazy chick. But my favourite moment of the entire episode, it was like an hour long, my favourite moment happened in the last 10-15 seconds of the episode.
Sure.
Right? So the whole rose ceremony is concluded.
Where if you get a rose, you go through to the next round.
Yes. The two girls that didn't get a rose were saying their goodbyes to Nick. And my favourite was Steph. Mm-hmm. Have a listen.
I can't believe that I shaved my legs for this.
Fair enough.
Now, you know what?
That is the best exit of Bachelor history.
You chose to go on the show. Suffer the consequences. He didn't pick you.
Literally,
you're boring.
He turns back to her and he's like, yeah, fair enough. What can you say to that?
She's lashing out there.
No, but it's true. Sometimes you shave your legs as a girl, right? Tim, you probably wouldn't understand this. But as a girl, sometimes you shave your legs and you're expecting like a good outcome.
I just thought it didn't grow.
You only shave your legs for certain occasions, or if you may. You shave your legs and then nothing happens.
So,
and you go, why did I bother? It's a lot of effort.
Shaving your legs, like if you think something's going to go well.
Yeah. Like if I'm like tonight, I'm going speed dating, thing? So like I will be shaving my legs for tonight.
So is it a feeling thing, or is it like, if the date goes well, I want to not have hair on my legs for later.
It's a combination of both. You don't want people to see the hair on your legs because, you know, as society, it's frowned upon to, you know, oh my God, a good woman's hairy. No, we're not allowed to be. Shave them legs. So she's gone and shaved her legs. She can't believe that she has because she's been sent home. I love it.
I think she's lashing out and it's coming from a negative place and it needs to be, she should have said, thank you, Nick. I am not the one. Here is $20.
I've got mates of mine that won't shave their legs.
Yeah, that's
because
fine.
They don't want to get themselves into a certain situation.
Oh, yeah. Bloke comes up, he puts his hand on your knee and his hand gets tangled. Probably a good outliner of maybe I won't go home with this girl.
Not the kind of situation I was talking about.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. I want to know, when shouldn't you have shaved your legs?
When shouldn't have you have shaved your legs?
Yeah. All this effort for nothing.
All this effort for nothing. I should have just let the hairs grow out. Should have just been plaiting my knee at home tonight. All right. Yep. Fair enough. 13, 12, 16. Why shouldn't have you shaved your legs? for some reason on 13, 12, 16, we are asking, why shouldn't you have shaved your legs?
Well, it was after The Bachelor had the most dramatic exit I've ever seen and the best one I've ever seen. Steph was eliminated from The Bachelor last night and she went up to the honey badger, Nick Cummins, and said this.
I can't believe that I shaved my legs for this.
Me either, Steph. Me either, girl.
Bomb drop.
Off you go. On your bike. Well, in your limo.
In your limo. No flowers for you. Look, and we've just been discussing that I was not under the impression or the understanding that shaving your legs essentially means I want to feel good and I literally want to feel good.
Yeah.
It's an internal and external
thing. It's one of those things that, like, you know, if you think you're going to have, like, a good date and you think it's going to go somewhere, then you'll shave your legs.
You don't want to smack it. And
All in the same vein, like, tonight I'm going speed dating. I don't want to, like, walk out and they go, oh, she's got a nice pair of black leggings on. No, she doesn't. She just hasn't shaved her legs.
If Velcro can attach to your legs, it's too long, my friend. And that's where I live. That's where that's my zone. But we have been asking, why shouldn't have you shaved your legs? For those moments, you put in all the effort and it wasn't really worth
it. Didn't pay off.
And we've had Rebecca from Gladstone call through on 13, 12, 16. Rebecca, Dale, why shouldn't have you shaved your legs?
Okay, so I was with my boyfriend for 7 years and we were going out for dinner one night and I was convinced that that was the night that he was going to propose to me. 100% convinced.
Nice
because,
restaurant?
Like, he's like, it was a nice restaurant. Like, it was really nice. And my friends were all in my head being like, it's going to happen tonight. Like, this is it, Rebecca. And then I got to the restaurant and he broke up with me.
Rebecca. Oh, no.
The opposite of what you wanted.
Oh, dear.
And you shaved your legs thinking it was going to be a good night.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Just sitting there stroking your smooth knee by yourself.
And look, 7 years into a relationship, I would imagine you don't shave the legs often.
No, you get over it by then.
Oh, geez, something to look forward to. Rebecca, I'm so sorry. That is terrible to hear.
Yeah,
and that's okay. It's really funny, so it's all right.
It sounds like Rebecca dodged a big bullet there.
I was going to say, sounds like you've moved on and you're in a good place. So we're happy about that. Thanks, Beck.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, see you, bud. That did not sound like a proper thank you.
Maybe Beck hasn't moved on.
Yeah. Anyway, so should I shave my legs or are we just...
Your ankles are looking less hairy than mine at the moment. That's salami.
That is a secret. No one needed to know.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
It takes a lot to bring down the vibe on an R&B Fridays, but the Australian government's having a fair crack at it right now.
Oh, yeah.
With the Liberal spill that's going to be taking place at midday today. Doomsday is looming. We are probably going to have a new Prime Minister by the end of this afternoon.
Yeah, poor old Malcolm has had just like... Everybody's just throwing their hat in the ring these days.
Turntables isn't having a good time. he's got a knife in the back. And one of the key parties of this story is Mr. Peter Dutton, former Home Affairs Minister, resigned from his position, tried to take the leadership early this week, failed, and he's gone for a double knifing, and he thinks he's got the signatures to overthrow Malcolm Turnbull for the leader of the Liberal Party.
Everyone predicted this would happen because this is the
you
pattern.
You predicted it out of all people.
This is the pattern that's been happening over the last few years. The first one, the current Prime Minister always wins. The second one, that comes out of seemingly out of nowhere, and they always lose.
Essentially, it's who's got more mates.
Yeah.
If it is getting down to it at midday today and there is a challenge, Turnbull's not even going to participate. He's going to get Scott Morrison to participate. And so
I think it's a smart move. It's basically Turnbull saying, you know what?
I don't think I can win,
maybe but Scotty. I definitely don't want you to win, so I'm going to pick someone else.
Even Julie Bishop might be thrown in there.
See, I think Julie Bishop would be good. I reckon she's got that appeal.
I don't know.
She's a bit more like, you know, like...
This might sound super offensive, but Bishop literally looks like a snake, so I don't
what
trust
What do you
her.
Mean?
She looks adorable. Like a snake. But
yeah,
I don't want to focus on Snakey. I want to focus on the man that started it all, Peter Dutton, because I believe there is a term that could be coming out of this. Duttoning.
Yep.
Have you been duttoned? Duttoned good and proper. Essentially, it's backstabbing, just like, man, you duttoned me.
Yep.
Did you have to dutton me in front of everybody? And this is what's happening, a national duttoning.
Yeah. Maybe you took over your mate's manager position. Oh. Maybe you, ousted the school captain.
Or the footy, you challenged the footy captain.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been duttoned? Has somebody challenged your role in your job, at your school, at your footy club, at your house?
I've been on a netball team where one of the girls tried to challenge the captain.
Really?
And all of us like, nah, let's
Sorry.
Not.
Nah, let's not Sorry, do that. Mate. I don't want to make this awkward. Because essentially it turns down to who's got more mates
She
after
was the
that.
Dutton. So she 13, didn't win.
So well, you don't know. Dutton might win today. 13, 12, 16. Have you been duttoned?
Mm.
Or are you a duttoner or the duttonee? 13, 12, 16. Have you been duttoned, stabbed in the back by someone you thought was a friend, someone you thought was on your team? Give us a call. And the name we are calling out is Peter Dutton.
That's right.
Peter Dutton the Shark.
13, 12, 16. Have you been duttoned?
Have you been duttoned? It's a new term because essentially it's being stabbed in the back by someone you could trust. It. Someone you thought was on your side and they've challenged your leadership, whether it's at work, like what's happening at the moment and at midday today. Peter Dutton could be the new Prime Minister after knifing Malcolm Turnbull twice in a week, mind you. Have you been duttoned in a sports club? Duttoned in your own home. Imagine your own partner duttoning you. That's the new term. It's not, you stab me in the back.
Is this just your way of trying to tell your girlfriend you don't want to take the rubbish out?
Oh, no, I use much clearer words. But we want to know if it's happened to people around Central Queensland. We've had Michael from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael, have you been duttoned?
Yes, I was the Peter Dutton. When I was in high school, I was like the school vice captain, and then the school captain went to another school, so step up.
See you later.
Oh, that's not a heavy duttoning. That's it's a light duttoning.
Still taking over his leadership role. You didn't cause like a leadership spill, did you?
No, it wasn't me who made his parents split up or anything like that. It was just
Michael.
That's what happened in the background.
Yeah. Essentially what a duttoning is a full peppercorn, and what you've done, Michael, is like a cracked pepper.
Right.
So it's not a full duttoning. It's just a little sprinkle of dutton.
Still delicious though, isn't it?
Oh, no.
It's a delicious victory.
It's a bit more of a Bradbury.
Did you need the support of your fellow year-level members to make sure that you were the school captain?
No, because, I'd come second in the vote. So,
A hard duttoning. Yeah, okay, it is a full duttoning.
It's a full duttoning.
Thank you very much, Michael, for your duttoning.
Thanks, guys.
And we've got Clarissa from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Clarissa, have you been duttoned?
I've been duttoned. In a workplace a few years back, I was manager, and basically we had head office come back in and take over the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
My role, I had managed for one of the most thorough business owners, so the business was running at a really good profit, and I had to resit for my position and lost it.
Oh my
to
God.
My assistant manager because I was too customer focused and they wanted a yes no man in the job.
They wanted business nods.
This is so savage. So you weren't even losing the news polls, Clarissa,
that's a hard duttoning.
That's a good one, right?
did you expect it? Like when it was all playing out, did you think I'm about to be duttoned here? You probably knew what duttoning was before it even existed.
Oh, a little bit. I had my suspicions, but I did have a backup plan should it go south. Yeah. And, word to the wise, preparation is key.
I was going to say, preparation.
If this is 3 years ago, then she didn't get done. She got Turnbulled.
Oh, no. Or is it Rudded or Gillarded or Abbotted? There's too many. Anyway, thanks for your call, Clarissa.
Thank you. Bye.
No worries.
I can't believe there's so much duttoning going on, Tim.
Man. And at the end of it, you never know. We might be bishoped. Yeah, I'd prefer to be Morrison than Bishop. Duttoning would be the worst.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. Dean, Jim Parsons is the reason behind Big Bang Theory finishing up?
That is the alleged rumour in Hollywood today. Let me give you the lowdown on this. First of all, he was offered $69 million for a 2-year deal. $69 million, right? That's extraordinary. That will be making him one of the highest paid people in television in the world. Apparently, he's the reason he turned it down, just over it. I don't know. I guess when you've got so much money and you've done so well for so many years, I don't know. More of the same. I don't know. Maybe he has new projects on the horizon, but whatever it is, he's the one apparently that didn't want to do it anymore. And when the executives met, they really did weigh up replacing him. Would they do the show without him? But they realised that it's just not
a show. Look what happened with the OC when they killed off Marissa. It turned to garbage.
I disagree. But I think it's had its time, and maybe he's just aware that Big Bang Theory's had its time.
It's the longest running sitcom series in history, 12 seasons.
Okay, so it's definitely had its time.
It's had its time. It's still $69 million.
I'll do it. I'll be Sheldon.
All right.
lock us all in.
He's still got that the Sheldon Cooper, the young Sheldon money coming in.
Does he get money for that?
Yeah, he's the narrator.
Of course he is. All right. Well, Dean, it's good to know that Jim Parsons is still going to be making ridiculous amounts of money. So thank you very much, mate. We'll chat to you next week.
And good luck with the Prime Minister today. Bye, guys.
Thanks, mate.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
We want to talk Father's Day because we are about a week away from Father's Day.
Yeah, creeps up.
It is not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. And on the Saturday before Father's Day, we'll be playing the first annual Dad Games.
Dad Games, your chance to win your dad a brand new barbecue, JBL Bluetooth speaker as well. There's so many different prices. All you have to do is go to hit.com.au and register your dad. Say why he's the best.
So we are talking about why dads are so great. And one of my favourite qualities about all... I think this is all dads. I don't think I'm generalising here. Is that all of them will give quick fixes a bit of a crack.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if they work or if they don't.
Yeah. And usually, if you're my dad, they don't.
Why would you pay someone to do something when you can half-ass do it yourself?
Yeah. Or dad's favourite thing is just going, you know what? I reckon I can do that.
You know what sound runs through dad's minds when they're about to fix something?
the
Tim Allen grunt from Home Improvement.
Yeah. Well, he was notoriously fixing things and just getting them wrong.
So it's like, oh, that fence is drooping. Oh, the bathroom's leaking. Oh, my wife left me. Sorry, a bit dark.
That got dark real fast.
But yes, dad fixes. I think that it's, again, part of the contract. We discussed dad contracts yesterday. As soon as the baby is born, they usher the dad off into a second room and he starts a PowerPoint presentation on how to be a dad. Catchphrases and how to fix things half-assed.
See, my dad will love a bit of super glue. Anything can fix super glue.
Oh, mate, super glue.
Just leave it over there, Jess. I'll get to it in a sec. Yep. I'll get the super glue out.
Have super glued myself to a cabinet trying to fix it.
Oh, so you're already a dad.
But I'm not a dad yet. I'm a dad in spirit, but not in body.
Oh, I think you hear that sound every time there's something needs fixing as well.
Yeah, no, this is like, what do you think? Do you know how to do maths? Oh, no. So, hey, 13, 12, 16, your best dad fixes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if it didn't work. The less it worked, the better.
Yep.
13, 12, 16, tell us your dad fixes. It is Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ for your R&B Friday. Father's Day is just around the corner. We are talking about dad fixes. Doesn't matter if they work, as long as they're getting fixed.
Yeah, because dads love to have a good crack at something. Yep. My dad, whoop out the super glue, left, right, and centre.
But before he has a moment where he goes, something's broken. Home Improvement Tim Allen thought noise. You know what? Just quickly, who, when they were coming up with the production for that show, thought, you know what this TV theme needs?
Oh, well, that's a Tim Allen thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
He does that in a lot of the movies?
He does it throughout the show. Did you never watch Home Improvement?
I did, but no, I'm saying
why
did they...
That was his thing.
That was his thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, get a new thing.
He'd grunt. This is taking a turn.
13, 12, 16, we have been asking, what's your dad fix? And we've had Amy from Gladstone call through. Amy, what was your dad fix?
So we have a bungalow and don't really look after it. So had a really bad winter. All the wood around the windows were rotting and one of the windows started to slide out. So Dad's like, all right, I'm going to try and fix it. Couldn't figure out how to get new wood onto the rotting wood.
Oh, no.
So he put a broom, shoved it underneath the glass and decided that was the fix for the window.
Smart man.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Absolutely
done.
Have fixed that properly. In 5 years, maybe not so much. Maybe even 5 weeks, not so much. But it's a fix for now.
Hey, if it lasts for now, then it's future his problem. Okay, future guys, dad's problem.
It's been there for 12 months.
Oh, wow. Well, see, mate.
Even better. It's actually working. That's kind of impressive.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Thank you very much for your call, Ames.
No worries. Bye, guys.
See you, bud.
Make sure you head to hit.com.au and nominate your dad, and you can compete on his behalf for the Dad Games.
You might be doing this at Harvey Norman Gladstone. It's Tim and Jess on Hit.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Will you pick the bag of cash It's Tim and Jess's Bags of Cash.
First week of Bags of Cash, and it is too exciting because we have Melissa, we have Peter. They've been shopping around Central Queensland, both from Gladstone today, and they will be fighting over the blue bag and the pink bag,
yes,
Jess.
Yes, we've got the blue and the pink bags in our hands. I don't know if you can hear that. Both have little coins in them.
That's
so
right.
We don't actually know which one contains this $500.
So we're going to find out at the exact same time that Melissa and Peter do. Thanks for joining us, guys.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Now, we're going to give you some time now between both of you because essentially what you got to do is you have to pick out of both of you who wants the blue bag and who wants the pink bag because one of them's got $500. We don't know yet. We're going to open them and find out at the same time.
Cool.
All right.
No worries. Thank you.
Here you go. Your time starts now.
Okay, Peter, what bag do you want?
Oh, look, I'll have the one that you don't.
I'll have the pink because I'm the girl and you're a boy.
I'll go the blue bag.
All right, well.
Sweet.
That was organised.
We've gone gender specific. Peter, good luck. I hope it's in the blue bag for you, buddy. I've got the blue bag in my hand.
Pink bag all the way.
Here we go. Rattle, Should we open it at the same time?
All right, look
this
up.
This is so dramatic.
Look up while you
oh
do
God.
It. All right. The
so
winner of Bags of Cash for this week is Melissa with the pink bag.
Are you for real?
$500.
You just won $500, and all you had to do was shop.
Unreal.
Peter, you go back into the draw. You could win the thousand. You could win another $500 in a few weeks' time.
And we've also got some gold chocolate coins for you, Peter. So you haven't walked away with nothing.
So,
treasure.
Thank you very much, Peter. Unfortunately, not winning the $500. Pink bag reigns supreme. Congratulations, Melissa.
Thanks, Peter.
It's that simple, guys. $500 could be yours every single Friday with Bags of Cash.
Oh, Bags of Cash. Good old Pete and Mel. Getting it sorted out. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The only thing that can really bring down my vibe on an R&B Friday is a lib spill. And wouldn't you know it, we've got one going on today.
Yeah, any sort of spill really is not an ideal situation.
We are trying to keep you as up-to-date as possible with all the information coming through, and it's literally coming through different every single 5 minutes. So we, again, as we did yesterday, have on the phone Ali Cullen from Central Queensland 9 News. She's a reporter there. And Ali, what essentially is going to be happening today in Canberra?
Yeah, well, I mean, politics can really change at the flick of a switch, it seems. So there will be a party room meeting at midday today. We know now that Julie Bishop, the Foreign Minister, Scott Morrison, the Treasurer, and obviously Peter Dutton, who was the Home Affairs Minister, they're all putting their hat in the ring. So it is a three-horse race.
So what's happened in the last 24 hours? Because the last time we spoke, it was like, all right, it's either Peter Dutton or it's Malcolm Turnbull. And now all of a sudden, all these other cats are throwing their hats in the ring. What's happened in the last 24 hours to lead to this point?
I think with Scott Morrison, there must be some sort of push from Turnbull's camp for ScoMo, I guess, to put his hand up. Julie Bishop, that only really came to light around the middle of yesterday. So we're not too sure why, but there is some concern as well that obviously with Julie Bishop and Scott Morrison both potentially going in this ballot, it may split the vote and put more votes towards Peter Dutton. So I'm not really sure.
Yes. See, I have a feeling, and from what we understand, is that Malcolm Turnbull thinks that he'll get support from Scott Morrison because essentially he's on his team, and that if he can't get the votes, then Scott will.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the theory. So I guess, you know, in just a few hours, Malcolm Turnbull's fate will be sealed.
So,
but he has said if he doesn't get the votes, he's going to resign entirely, which will then create a by-election. So crazy time.
So are we almost locked in to have a new Prime Minister regardless at the end of today?
Yes. Well, Malcolm Turnbull has demanded that Peter Dutton get 43 signatures for the leadership spill, and Dutton is pretty confident he has 43 signatures. So it's likely that this leadership spill will happen at midday today. So if that happens and they vote for a new leader, whoever that may be, then, yep, we essentially have a new PM.
Wow.
Wow.
Right.
It seems to be who's got the most mates contest, then I guess we'll keep across it as much as we can. We really appreciate your time again. Ali Cullen from Central Queensland 9 News.
No worries. See you guys.
See you, mate.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au, and we'll keep you as up to date right here on Hit Central Queensland as well.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland, and we've been talking a lot about Lib Spill.
Yep.
But I want to discuss a man that has been affected by this more than anybody else, and he's not even in Australia.
Okay.
His name is Peter Dutton.
I have seen this, and it's incredible, and I feel sorry for this American man.
An American man from Austin, Texas,
yep,
has been getting tweets directed at him.
Because his name is Peter Dutton.
His name is also Peter Dutton.
And his Twitter handle is Peter Dutton.
He has tweeted yesterday, "I wish the people of Australia would look at my profile and realise I'm a 30-year-old black man before sending me tweets and DMs."
I mean, what Peter Dutton looks like? That's the most subjective thing ever. He has put his hat in, unofficially, to run for the Prime Ministership of Australia.
Inundated with support from lots of Australians. A lot of people offering him a house to stay if he wants to come over
Imagine
and get his citizenship.
Waking up to just 5,000 updates, potentially more on your phone. You're going, man, I'm just on my way to work. What's going on
His last tweet yesterday was, adding me? Pretty sure my last tweet has made me the leading candidate for the PM of Australia. USA, it's been real.
USA, it's been real. Dealing with it well.
Right.
It would be a smorgasbord of what is going on.
It's incredible. Go and check out the tweets for yourself at hit.com.au. You won't regret it. I'm sorry, Peter Dutton. Not Australian Peter Dutton.
Don't American Peter Dutton.
American Peter Dutton, we're sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Stop tweeting him. Find the real Peter Dutton. Trust me, it's easy. He looks like a potato. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Coming up next, I forgot that this had happened and I have just remembered, and something that has happened for the first time in my life. And I think it's taken a lot longer than it should have. Oh. It's happened to all of us.
Oh.
It's super embarrassing, and I am shocked that I didn't break a bone.
Oh, I don't think it's supposed to be that rough,
mate. I'll tell you. It's CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And no one likes to be in a compromising position when they're in the nude.
Oh.
And something happened. It's the first time it's ever happened in my life, and I didn't want it to ever happen.
Oh,
none of us would ever want this to happen. It happened when I was in the shower.
Where are you going with this?
I slipped and fell in the shower at like an aggressive pace.
Like an 87-year-old.
Yes, like like literally stood. My shower's quite long, which is strange.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you?
Like, I can lie down on my back in the shower. And I'm not trying to brag that, like, oh, how big is my shower? It's just a strange design.
Sure.
So I was walking towards the taps to turn it off and didn't get enough purchase on the left foot. Literally like a cartoon.
Oh, no.
Feet both in the air. The first thing that hits the ground is my bum.
Yep.
Splash and makes that, like, sound. And then roll kind of like a turtle, just missing my head from the tiles on the shower wall. And boy, did it make a thud.
Right.
And this happened at 3:30 in the morning.
Incredible. So your girlfriend's fast asleep.
She had no idea. None the wiser, even though I created the second biggest thud.
I wish she wouldn't start making so much noise this early in the morning.
No. Like, literally, I thought that she was going to come crashing through the door asking if I'm okay.
No,
not
doesn't
a peep.
Care. Doesn't care.
And see, I even forgot, because this happened a while ago, I even forgot about it because I was limping into work for another reason. So there
right.
were, you were probably like, hey, why are you limping? It was like, that's just who I
is
am.
Is that the morning you came in looking real disheveled? And I was like, what is wrong with your face?
Yes, actually it was.
Ah,
it was a tough morning.
That makes
and
sense.
It was properly like the split second of realizing that I was slipping. And if you've ever had it, it's not a good feeling.
Near death experience?
Well, you know, it's one of the, I wasn't like fearing for my life, but it can go so bad. You hear so many nasty stories, especially when there's those showers that are the bathtubs.
Did your life flash before your eyes?
No, my dog did.
Oh.
That's the first thing I thought of. And how sore my butt was, smashed against the tiles.
Your girlfriend, stuff her.
So just be careful when you're in the shower. Because have you ever slipped in the shower?
No.
Oh, mate.
See, I have these things called feet that keep me standing.
I thought you were going to. I've got one of those rails, like in the special bathrooms.
No, I've taken the chair out
You've
of your shower
the
now.
The Bunnings plastic chair out of your shower.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about getting one just for.
You could fit one in your shower.
Yeah, fit two. Have a meeting.
You can have mine. My butt's been on it.
You come around for a chat? Well, don't come in my shower. My butt's been on that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The Lib spill still going on. Again, midday today, we will find out if we have a new Prime Minister or not.
And we thought maybe, seeing as this can happen in politics,
yeah,
can we have it happen within our own business?
Yeah, instead of a Lib spill, why can't we have a Hit spill? And I've been thinking maybe it's time to challenge the general manager for his position within the company, Mr. Matthew Wex.
I'm happy to back you.
Now, we've got him on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Wex, good morning.
I love it when you call me Mr. Wex, Jess.
Well, I'm calling in a very formal capacity.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm calling on behalf of my co-host, Tim Bolch.
Hello.
He would like to extend a bit of a challenge to you.
Oh, no. All right. Let me have it.
So in relation to the Lib spill yesterday, we think that maybe we could have a new representation for the company.
I think that...
Was my presentation that bad?
The meeting that you held yesterday. Look, I wasn't going to speak, but I feel like that if I'm going to challenge for leadership here in Central Queensland, I think that I should speak on my own behalf, and I think I have the support of my fellow employees.
You got the support of me.
That you are no longer leading the company in the way that we think, and we will ask you to host a meeting so that we can challenge to see who's got more mates in the office. I'm not taking it seriously.
Mate, what if I just resign and give it to you now, straight away?
He doesn't even want to throw a meeting.
Where's the fun in that, Mr. Wex?
We do have to go through the official channels.
Yes.
Timothy, be careful what you wish for.
Look, I understand. Before this phone call was made, Jess did point out, she said, does that mean you have to resign before the meeting begins? And I believe that might be the case if I do challenge to be the new general manager.
We don't know enough about politics to be doing this, Wexy.
Mr. Wex. All right, well, you have 1 hour to respond.
Again, we don't know much about politics.
Can we talk it through a little bit? It just sounds... I'm not sure. So where are we going with this?
We'll allow you to have a meeting with your managerial team and figure out what the next step will be. We'll continue the show.
We'll find out next week if it's Matt and Jess waking everyone up across Central Queensland and Tim's in charge. All right. I think he wants us to go. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Bye.
All right. Maybe we'll just drop this one. Hey.
Yeah. It turns out the Lib spill not as
Hitspill.
Pretty more respective than Hit spill.
It's Tim and Jess. Sorry. It's a
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.